Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here. Now, some of you may know, a lot of you won't, that I am not a prolific cook. I don't enjoy cooking. It's not something that is in my comfort zone. Even if I was sighted, I don't think I would enjoy cooking. But this past couple of weeks, I have been doing some healthy eating, and as such, I want to eat different things to my hubby. So I have started on this low-carb healthy eating plan. I'm not calling it a diet because the intention wasn't to lose lots and lots of weight. I'm just getting the knife that I need that's been left in the sink. It's a good start. But the intention is to feel healthier, and I've been doing this eating plan it all started when a friend said that she'd read the 21-day immunity plan, and I'd already read some books by Michael Mosley and thought the recipes looked quite nice and thought the health benefits seemed quite good and quite genuine, and I've been wanting to give it a try for a long time. Anyway, I was meant to be going on holiday and couldn't go because my guide dog was quite poorly. So I took the opportunity. I thought, when I'm at home alone most of the time, because the rest of my family were out and about doing things, and I thought, well, now's the time to get off your backside, Joe, start doing a bit of cooking. So I decided to start this healthy eating plan and go low carb, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm feeling quite energized. I'm sleeping slightly better, which for anyone who knows me knows that I am a real insomniac, and I don't sleep very well at all, but I'm sleeping slightly better. Not every night, that has to be said. I'm feeling more energised. When I don't get as much sleep as I need, I feel better. I don't feel quite as bad as I did. So anyway, one of these recipes, I thought, because we were going to start a recipe thing on VI Talk and record ourselves cooking. And Dawn, one of my fellow trustees, kindly did a cod mornay a few months ago. And we were going to do more, and we kind of got out of the habit. Other things got in the way. You know, we've all been in a heat wave, of course. Hope you're all surviving. We've had rain here today, and I'm ecstatic. So this is a warm brown rice salad. Now, I wasn't always that keen on brown rice, but I've grown to really like it. It's got a really, really good flavour, more flavour than white rice. And it's better for you because it's whole grain. So I've already put a glug of oil in my pan, and you need to chop one onion. So I'm just in the process of peeling this onion. These are red onions that I've picked, and these are really hard to peel compared to white onions, I think. So just doing that. You then need two cloves of garlic. Again, a bit tricky. So the onion you have to top and tail. So the best thing is to have some really good knives. I need to get some new ones, to be honest. These aren't the best knives on the planet, but they'll have to do for now because I haven't found any that I want or had the time to go shopping. If anyone's got any tips for that, let me know. If you've got any decent knives, what brand are they? Where did you get them from? That'd be really useful. Because this podcast will be shared on the Audio Boom channel, but it'll also be shared on VI Talk in the Kitchen. So anyone who chooses to listen to it will hear my ramblings, but will also be able to share their hints and tips as well. And if you fancy having a go at cooking and recording yourself cooking for the channel and for other people to hear, then please get in touch. We'd be really happy to hear from you. We've had a few people kind of say they'll do it in the past. We've had a couple of people tentatively get started with it, but it's never kind of got anywhere. So it's something we really would like to do, and the more of us that do it, the better. This onion's been very stubborn, but I will get there in the end. So what else do you need? So you need an onion chopped, you need two cloves of garlic chopped. I've actually gone for three because mine are quite small cloves here, so I've gone for three, and I do like garlic, so I suppose you could do what you wanted, really. You know, you could, and I suppose this recipe you could add other things to it if you wanted to. So you also need 2 ounces of flaked almonds and 2 ounces of pine nuts, and you're going to toast them off with your onion and your garlic. So I'm going to do that in a minute once I've finished peeling this darn onion. And there's nothing worse, is there, than getting onion skin in your food. It's just disgusting. So But at least if I'm eating it, I know it's me who's made that mistake, so that's okay. So yeah, that's looking pretty good, I think. So I'm now gonna chop this onion. So you can get onion choppers. I've seen some in various places. I'm sure Amazon would have them and other shopping places, probably The Range, public shopping channels, things like that. And if you've got any local, I've just realised I might have missed a little bit of peel there. Let's take that off. Yeah, so again, if you've got any tips, so I'm just using a knife here, just doing it the old fashioned way, which suits me. So I've cut it in half and I am gonna lie the cut side flat down so that's nice and steady to cut. And I've cut it in half again, so I've got quarters, and then I'm just gonna finely slice it. So watch your fingers and watch your fingernails, because it's quite easy to cut your nails with a sharp knife, and that's not what we want. So what I'm doing, because for me it makes me feel more comfortable if I've prepared everything in advance rather than trying to do things and, you know, keeping an ear or an eye on a pan depending on what your level of vision is. I've got no sight at all, so I like to have everything prepared so I'm good to go. I'm trying not to throw any of this onion on the floor. I'm in quite a tight space here because I've got some fresh herbs growing now. I've got coriander and parsley. They're on one of my work surfaces. I've bought myself a spiralizer because of this healthy eating. What I bought, because I wanted to do courgette, because my local Morrison's doesn't sell courgette, and we've got a small Lidl and we've got a little Co-op, but I don't know if they sell it. I've not really looked, but I thought, you know what, it's probably cheaper to do my own, and it's got different blades on it. This one I got it from Briefton's, they sell on Amazon, and it wasn't too expensive, but you can do different types. You can do like the little fine noodles, you can do the thicker noodles, probably like you'd find in a chow mein, and you can do the flat noodles, you know, the ribbons, you can do that as well. So I thought, you know what, it's probably more cost effective to buy a spiralizer, and I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to get my hubby or daughter to help me set it up, because obviously it's going to, the trickiest bit is probably going to be finding which blade is which. But once I learn, because I think they sit on the unit, the main unit, so I think I'll be able to learn where each one of those is, and then I'll be comfortable using it. And I think that the blades are incredibly sharp, so if you do ever, you know, get anything like that, obviously do be careful and watch those fingers. But I think I'm there with my onion. My daughter will probably have a little bit of this. Some of you will know Jodie, my daughter. Now I'm going to do my garlic. Oh yeah, I was telling you what you need, wasn't I? So as well as you, went off at a tangent, typical me. So let me fish out my garlic cloves from where they're hiding behind my glass. Because I've got a glass, because I need a tablespoon of lemon juice. Now of course you can buy lemon juice ready done. You can buy it in a bottle. Which if that's easier for you, then obviously do. I've got a fresh lemon here because I love lemons. Anything lemon gets my vote. So I've got a fresh lemon here, which I'm going to squeeze by hand. I do have a lemon. I do have a juicer, a little handheld juicer in the cupboard or one of the drawers. But at the moment, we're in a bit of a tip because we're having we've been having new carpet and laminate down in the house. And we've got things everywhere because we're getting new furniture and stuff, so the kitchen's a bit of a bomb site where, because it's been a bit, you know, storage and everything, so the drawer is a bit blocked. So I'm going to do the lemon by hand. But one tip I've found is that if you roll a lemon on your work surface or on a chopping board, sort of between the palm of your hand and your chopping board, it softens it a little bit and makes it a little bit easier to squeeze if you're doing it by hand. And don't have it too cold. I mean, I've had mine in the fridge, but I've got it out a little while ago, so it's going to warm up a little bit, because if it's really cold, it's very firm and it's quite hard to squeeze. So I'm doing my second garlic clove now. And the garlic, I'm going to chop it, but if you've got a garlic crusher, then that's absolutely fine, whatever you want to do. I just like it just chopped. It's easier for me. I just we've got a crusher somewhere, but never really use it. So, but yeah, and you also need some dried apricots. So if you don't use dried apricot, if you don't like dried apricots, should I say, you could probably use something else. You could probably use raisins or something that you like. Maybe if you like dates or something like that, probably work just as well. So you want dried apricots, and you're going to have 3 ounces of those. So I'll run through the ingredients again. So you need 8 ounces of brown rice, 1 onion chopped, 2 garlic cloves, or as many as you like if you like more, 2 ounces of flaked almonds, 2 ounces of pine nuts, 3 ounces of dried apricots, and 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. Now, I'm not weighing. You can see a theme here, can't you? I'm not weighing much, am I? I'm not weighing the almonds or the pine nuts, because the pine nuts, I know there's 100 grams in the bag, and I know that 50 grams is 2 ounces, so I'm just going to roughly guess and put half the bag in when it comes to it, which will be fine. And the almonds I've got in a Lock and Lock. For anyone who doesn't know what a Lock and Lock is, they're brilliant. They are like a Tupperware dish, but they have a lock on it. So if it's square or rectangular, or circular, they have a lockable bit on each side. And with a circle, it's like on each, there's 4 locks on that at different spaces around the circle. And they lock, and they keep things fresher for longer. And you can label them, and you can get different coloured lids for those who've got some vision and things. You know, if you want to label that you put in, say, meat, you could have red lids or something. And if you're having vegetables, you could have green and what have you. So I'm just chopping the garlic, because that goes in with the onion. So that can all be done together on the same chopping board. One of the things I've thought about getting is one of the chopping boards that the sides come up, so it forms almost like a little chute. Because sometimes I've got a big glass chopping board, because I quite like it, because it doesn't, I just think I might have got a bit of skin there on the garlic. Nope, I'm fine. Because it's easier to wash, you can give it a really good scrub, because sometimes you find that things like garlic can make a different kinds of chopping boards. They can just smell of the garlic for a bit, which isn't great. Yeah, but I was thinking maybe one of those that kind of has the sides that lift up and makes it into like a chute would be quite handy. But I haven't really investigated that yet. So I don't know if anybody uses any different chopping boards. If you want to share your experiences with different ones, that would be great. So I'm going to finish doing this last clove of garlic. I'm fully expecting one of my family to come in and see what I'm doing. I mean, they know I'm cooking, but to kind of, you know. So if you hear voices, you may get a guest appearance from one of them. Or the dog, of course, or either of the cats. Right, that's the garlic done. Okay. So that's all on. That's the only thing. So I'm just going to chop the lemon in half. So again, not too accurate, but you know, better with a sharper knife, so you're not having to really struggle, and you don't risk your whatever you're chopping kind of flying across the chopping board or something, and you know, and you risk the knife sliding and cutting yourself. A sharper knife will go through things quicker and easier, so that's always better. So I'm going to put that knife in the sink, and I'm going to squeeze my lemon into a little glass just by hand. And I need a tablespoonful, so I'm probably going to end up squeezing both sides. I've not done this very evenly, actually. One half is a lot smaller than the other, so not really halves. Probably a third and 2/3, if I'm honest. But I love lemon juice and fresh lemonade and things like that. So if anyone's got any good recipes for those, let me know. That's one half squeezed. Do the other half. If I've got more than a tablespoonful, I'll always use it in hot water and have a lemon drink. This half is more difficult to squeeze. I think I've got a cat visiting. I can hear little claws clicking on the floor. That should be. That's about. Oh, I've got to make sure you've not got any pips in it, which I have. So I've got. I use biodegradable dog bags, and we also use them in the kitchen because our food waste bin. You have to put everything in a bag, which seems ridiculous, really, because you're supposed to be being environmentally friendly. So we use biodegradable. So these are made of cornstarch, so I always have one on the side when I'm chopping and stuff to put like peelings in and things like that, and then it can just be tied up and popped into the bin, which is a lot easier and keeps everything in one place and tidy. They're a bit dearer, the cornstarch biodegradable ones, but worth it. I like to be environmentally friendly where I can. That should do it. I think that's probably a bit more than a tablespoon. And I've got another pip or two, so I'll fish those out. Okay, so that's good. Just put these into my bag so that they're not floating around my work surface. Nearly there, folks. Nearly ready to put the cooker on. Right, I've got that. So I think that's it. I'm just going to wash my hands because I'm a bit lemony, which will hopefully get rid of the garlic smell off my hands, which will be nice. there we go. Right. Here we go. So I'm going to make sure I've put a bit of oil in my pan. So I'm using olive oil, which is good for you. And I've got silicone utensils here, so they don't get as hot. You know, when you, like, if you use the utensils that have got like the plastic handles or the, you know, metal and plastic, they can get a bit hot. So I'm going to turn the cooker on. So I'm using the hob, obviously, and I'm going to turn it right down. You can actually hear that. Hang on, that's better. So I'm just warming the oil before. Now you can pick up a piece of onion when your oil's doing, and you can drop it into your pan to see if your water is, if your water, I'm talking about your oil, is hot enough. So that's not yet, so that's fine. Give it a little few seconds longer. I'm quite a nervous, I suppose quite a nervous cook, really, because I'd like to say cooking is not my thing. I don't enjoy cooking, but it's a means to an end. There we go, that is better. So I'm going to turn that down just while I put the onions and garlic in. So I'm doing this by hand, I'm not picking up the chopping board. You can hear that sizzling nicely now. I'm not picking up the chopping board because I've got other things on it that I'm going to need. So I'm just grabbing it in by the handful and chucking it in. It's probably going to spit at me at some point. So here we go, nearly there. So if you're doing this kind of low carb diet and you've got any recipes that you really like that you want to share, or, you know, share with me or share with the group, that would be really fabulous. Last bits of garlic I don't want to miss. Go. Could put it in a dish, I suppose, and done it that way. I've got it all. That is good. I'm just going to give this a bit of a. It says to cook this for about, so you cook this for about 5 minutes. So you want your onion to kind of gently brown, but not, you know, go golden really, and not too much. It's starting to smell lovely. You can smell the onion and garlic coming off there. And it says to, you know, to stir it often. So I'm just going to put the rest of silicone against there because I need to get my, I've got my flaked almonds in a lock and lock here. So I'm just going to take the lid off ready. I'm not timing it 5 minutes, I'm just going to do it, you know, roughly. I've got my pine nuts, which are in a resealable bag, which is handy. I'm just going to open those. I'm going to use half that bag when it's ready. So I'm going to pause this for a couple of minutes because you don't want to just listen to this pan sizzling away for 5 minutes. So I will be back. I'll just give it a quick stir before I pause, just to make sure everything's getting browned all over. There you go, you can hear a nice sizzle going on now, I think. I've got headphones in so that it's easier. But I'm just going to pause this for a second. Okay, so that's probably been a good few minutes. It's starting to spit and crackle a bit, which is good. So now you put the nuts in. So I'm just going to rest my spatula. Like I said, I'm using a silicone spatula. So I'm going to put my pine nuts in first. So about half this bag, this is about 100 gram bags. This is just to toast them off, which is... doing it bit by bit so I don't put the whole bag in by mistake, which would be a bit rubbish because this will do me for another recipe. They're starting to just move those around a bit. Might not have quite enough there. Just move those around because they just need to toast off and brown a little bit. That's good. I think I might put a few more in actually. I don't think I've probably got quite half the bag. There we go, there's a few more going in, and that should be about it. And like I say, it's a resealable bag, so that's really handy. Go, seal that up. And then obviously we want some flaked almonds in. I guess we could use other nuts, I don't know, but I love almonds. Well, like most nuts, to be honest. So I'll just throw some of these in. Again, I'm not measuring it. I'm just going to chuck them in. Probably a couple of small handfuls, I would estimate, is 2 ounces, really. So that'll do. Put the lid back on those. And give them a stir around. Brown these off, I suppose it gives them a bit more flavour. And I suppose if you can see them, it probably makes them look a little bit more aesthetically pleasing on your plate. So the brown rice I've used is brown basmati, and it's a microwavable bag because that was just easier. I am rubbish at cooking rice. I've tried all different ways of cooking rice, and it always makes either too much or, you know. So I use a pack of microwavable rice, which pretty much takes 2 minutes in the microwave, which is fine. So yeah, I'm just going to leave that for a minute. It's gone quite quiet. Just might turn it up a tiny bit more just to make sure it's all nice and browned. So I'm using a gas cooker, that's my preference because I can hear it, but I know other people have different preferences. The only thing with this is that your pan slides around a little bit, so you might lose your totally, you know, being on the centre of your hob, but, you know, it's, as long as you can hear it sizzling and everything, I think you're probably okay. Let's give that another few seconds, and then... then I'm going to pause because I'm just going to leave this a minute, and then I'm going to put the rice in the microwave because all I need to do with this is chop some apricots and put the lemon juice in. So I think that's probably as good as it's going to get. Let's give it another whiz round. Yeah, I think that's good. So we'll turn that off. Okay. And right, I'm just just going to start the microwave. So I've got an order in the microwave. I've had a talkie one before, but to be honest, they're very, very expensive. I mean, if you like it, that's absolutely fine. But I'm just going to time this on my phone. So as I'm recording on my phone as well, that's slightly tricky, but hey. So I'm just waiting for it to get up to the minute, and then I'll switch the microwave on and time 2 minutes, which will give me time to mix the lemon juice and apricots. But it'll give me time to chop the apricots, should I say. Right, okie dokie. So you'll hear a bit of scratching because the rice packet is a little bit too tall for the microwave, which is so it does scratch on the roof of the microwave a little bit as it goes round. I'm just going to put these nuts away in the cupboard so I don't knock anything off. One thing I am is quite a tidy cook, I have to say. I know some people it's like pots and pans everywhere, isn't it? But I do like to be quite tidy. So again, I'm not measuring the 3 ounces of dried apricots. So this is enough to do 2, by the way. So if you've got somebody who might like to try this recipe as well, then you've got enough for 2. Where did I put my dried apricots? There they are. Couldn't find dried apricots in Morrison's, which is bizarre, so got these from Co-op. So we're on the minute for the so I'm just gonna guess with this. I love dried apricots, absolutely love them, so I'm just gonna be guessing at how many to put in. Like I say, you could probably use raisins. I mean, I've tried this because it makes enough for 2 when I was started with this diet and healthy eating plan, not a diet. I had enough left over, so I just let it cool, put it in the fridge for the covered it, put it in the fridge for the next day, and I ate it cold, and it was really, really tasty, very nice. So you could do that as well. So I'm just cutting these dried apricots in half. You could do it smaller if you wanted, you could do it into quarters, but I quite like a nice good chunk of a fruit. It's like a savoury fruit and nut. There's another recipe I've got which I haven't done for years. Ooh, that's gone off to the 2 minutes. So that's it. Oh, that was pretty good. I timed it pretty well on the dial. So I'll just leave that rice to just settle a bit. I had another fruit and nut salad recipe, but this was a cold salad, and basically you use baby gem lettuce, and you can put chives on it, and you add olives, you add pineapple, orange, papaya, apple, grapes, and you make a dressing out of olive oil, lime juice, whole grain mustard, and a little bit of honey, and it's really delicious. It's a really summery dish, and it's quite a big dish of salad that you make, so you can share it. It makes, I think, about enough for about 4. It's a nice one to serve if you're having a pasta dish, maybe, or something like that. But I'm not eating pasta at the moment, so I'm going to be using courgette instead of pasta. So as you can see, I'm doing a fair amount of apricots here. So here we go. This is turning out to be quite a long podcast, isn't it? So I'm going to get a big dish to put the rice in, and then pour the spoon the onion and garlic and nut mix into it, and then I'm going to add the lemon juice and the apricots, give it all a good mix, and then share it into 2 dishes, because I think my daughter's going to share this with me tonight, which is nice. So right, that's everything. So I've got a really big pasta dish here that's not got things on it, so it'll go there. Right, so putting this thing together. So you get your rice out. If you've cooked your own rice, well done. I just know. Oh, my rice is falling over. That's fine. So that's that. So yeah, if you've cooked your own rice, I'm take my hat off to you, because I'm just not very good at it. Yeah, I suppose, I mean, if you didn't like brown rice, I mean, this is designed to be a healthy meal, but if you really didn't like brown rice, I suppose you could use white. But yeah, it's designed to be a healthy meal. Do be careful when you get your rice packet out of your microwave. If it's your first time doing it, it is exceptionally hot and a lot of steam. You have to tear the packet, your rice packet, by a couple of centimetres, so that as it cooks, steam comes out. But there's still a heck of a lot of steam that comes out anyway. So please do be careful if it's your first time doing it, because it's, yeah, it can be a bit hot. Right, I'm going to spread this rice around the dish a little bit. And then, oh, here we go. So, right, here we go. Here's the rice mix. So I'm just going to tip my pan over my big dish. This is why I'm using a big dish, so I don't lose any and splat any all over the counter or the floor. So I'm just going to gently use my spatula to get all of that I'm just going to use a fork to kind of mix it all through and make sure that, you know, there's nothing wrong with using your fingers a little bit here if you're a bit unsure, and just, you know, just be careful because it's going to be quite hot. But you know, just mix all your nuts through your brown rice, and then it's all nice and even, as even as you can, you know. Just keep, you know, I'm just keep forking it over and over a bit, really, to get it all nicely mixed in. So you've got your nuts and your lovely onions and garlic with your rice. I think that's probably okay, I would say. So then you're gonna tip in your lemon juice. Now I'm gonna get a spoon to do this with. Here we go. Let's see if I've got enough lemon juice here. I think I have. So I'm going to just use I haven't got a tablespoon, which is rubbish, so I'm going to just use a dessert spoon there, and then I'm just going to tip the last bit out and over the food, which is good, hoping I haven't got any more seeds in there that I didn't notice. And everything in the sink, and then I'm going to scatter the apricots over in different, just all over it. Let's make sure there's some apricots all over. You can mix this in again, so you're not actually, you know, you're not actually heating your apricots through, but the heat of the rest of it will give them a bit of warmth. But actually that's not, yeah, it's not too bad, is it? Right, so that is done, and bon appetit, everybody. If you do try it, let me know if you like it. I really like it, but it might not be to everyone's taste. So yeah, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.